How are you? How are you?
How are you?
The common question asked at networking events that goes nowhere because no one really cares. And today we're joined by an additional guest, aren't we, Rebecca?
We are, by our four-legged, 150-pound St. Bernard Smugs. He has a decade of wisdom almost behind him. And every time Keith sets up our podcast microphone, somehow it's Smugs' cue to walk on over and start investigating.
Exactly. Smugs, you desperately want attention, don't you? But Smugs doesn't do networking events, does he?
No, he networks with his tennis ball in the living room, and that's about it. As we talked about on our last podcast, that's a tease to go back and watch the last one.
You don't watch it.
You can't watch it. I'm not quite awake this morning because I haven't had my full coffee because the top of my coffee, you ever let something small get in your way? And I'm not talking to myself.
I was like, where could I go with that one?
The top of my mug that the kids told me was the best coffee mug ever, this Hydro Flask, the top leaks. And every time you go to take a sip, coffee goes all over
the pillowcase. But my $10 one works amazing. Oh, it's so amazing. And it doesn't even have a name brand on it.
It might be an operational error because you're the one who assembles my coffee every morning.
Oh, I see.
I'm thinking maybe you don't put the top on all the way.
I do put the top on all the way. The point is I don't clean my cup, so therefore water doesn't get in the cap.
This is a problem. I wash the coffee mugs every day because when I first met Keith, his idea of doing dishes was, why waste soap? Just run the dishwasher. Throw in your sneakers, your plates, your cups, your stuffed animals, whatever else you might have in the house.
Exactly.
So turn that puppy on high and press
it. Soap is a luxury item. And I'm not into luxury. It's a definite luxury item that people have.
Except when it comes to the 6'9" person of you wash
yourself. So what is Rebecca going to do about her cap? Because it all comes down to communication. Rebecca, many times people just settle for a leak. They'll think, well, this is good enough. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. I'll just deal with this.
But I'll just deal with this job because I'm never going to fix it. It's going to continue to hemorrhage unhappiness forever and ever, much like my Hydro Flask.
Exactly.
Hydro Flask, if you're listening and want to send me a free top, please do.
So, Rebecca, what are you going to do to communicate your needs with your Hydro Flask?
I am going to get on today on the phone and ask Hydro Flask for a new top because I investigated this, Keith. I dug deeper.
You dug deeper. Wow.
I have an exclusive. I was able to find out that lots of people out there have this same problem with their caps. And I can't believe we're spending all this time talking about this, but it's no different than most people's frustrations at work, at home. They spend all this time talking about it, but not any time taking action.
No. And we have leaks all over the place. We have leaks in communication. We have leaks in body language where we do things and we don't realize that they're representing something else. And the leak is small, but it starts your whole day off. And if you know you start your day off and you're concerned about a presentation or public speaking event you need to attend, you are going to be frustrated. It could be the smallest leak, but it's going to affect your every day.
Very similar to a stain on your pants or on a sweater or a little hole in something you're wearing. A lot of people are frustrated by it all day long. They constantly are pulling at it, trying to cover it up. It would be much more efficient to go home and change, do something, and then it's out of your mind. It's not taking up any more real estate. But we do the opposite a lot of times when it comes to things that are nagging at us at home and work instead of talking about it.
That is true. You know, this morning we're going to head out to the YMCA and do a little exercise. But before that, when we get into our vehicles, and we're taking separate vehicles today, so you know.
Why are we taking separate vehicles?
Because Rebecca has to keep up her beauty standards with the beauty appointment. But when we get in the car, we are not going to be able to drive off right away. And many times people think, oh, Rebecca and Keith just get on stage and they don't practice, they don't rehearse. We don't do that. But you do have to warm up. And we have to warm our cars up because there is frost on the windshield.
I was wondering where you're going with that because I usually never enter my car at this hour of the day. We're always in yours. I haven't even thought about warming the car up or what might be on it.
There's frost and you can't see out right away. Many times before going into a presentation or any kind of communication, you have to have a warm-up. What do we do to warm up, Rebecca? We're about, don't go there.
Oh, no. We can't share everything. That's why there's not a camera on the other end of this microphone. But what we do is we avoid going over a script, talking about what we're about to do, but we stop checking email. At a certain point before we go in to do a presentation, we no longer check email on the phones. Because why? One negative email, one email that poses any kind of stress sits in our heads during the presentation, and our clients have paid for us to come in and be present, and we therefore avoid looking at anything that's going to play at our minds.
I love watching your hand motions on a podcast, Rebecca. It's always fascinating how you utilize your hands to talk with audio. Well, Smugs has now left the scene.
We have obviously bored him to tears.
And he has a little growl when he lays down, like, ugh.
He has that old man growl where he growls when he gets up and when he lies back down. And he stares.
He does stare. It is Monday.
Manic Monday. Motivational Monday.
It's the week that many people have off, not us. We're never off.
We are never off. But this is the week that people have been talking about since Halloween was over.
Yes, Halloween.
The holidays are coming up. Well, can we talk after the holidays? Can we talk in January? Can we do this in January? Can't read your proposal right now. Need to wait till January when our whole proposal is all of two lines. We don't understand what it is that people do to prepare for the holidays starting in October. We're all for the holidays. We had a fantastic early Hanukkah with my parents the other night.
We did.
But we didn't prepare for months.
Dreidel, dreidel.
I made you out of clay.
But we didn't prepare for months. And that's life. Life moves. Life happens. Let Tall Small work with you to increase your public speaking, your leadership abilities, your ability not to be a doormat for other people, finding ways to improve your LinkedIn.
And use us to decrease all that stress that sits in your head and festers. That's the number one thing clients tell us they get out of working with us. They'll always say, I came to you for public speaking. I wasn't comfortable presenting. But what they leave with is more than being comfortable. It's getting rid of all that baggage and having the permission to do it. A lot of times people don't realize what they're even carrying around with them, what luggage is taking up all that space until they open up.
Rebecca, when did you learn that you wanted to get into this profession of public speaking coaching?
I was about two or three, Keith. I was a genius.
I can obviously understand that.
I was obsessed from an early age with body language. And it was embarrassing because I would go up behind people and imitate their every move to figure out how they moved, what they were communicating. But I didn't have any subtlety about this. And my parents would have to pluck me away.
Do you watch my moves?
I do watch your moves.
Really? And what do you obtain from reading my body language?
Right now, you are ready to go to the gym.
Ready to go to the gym.
You are pumped.
I'm always pumped.
Keith is oddly pumped this morning because you've already imitated elephants and monkeys, and it's not even 8 o'clock in the morning.
I did that in the bedroom, elephant and monkeys. And
that's we won't continue there.
But that's the thing about relationships and communication. Many times people just talk about the facts. What time do you pick the kids up? What are we having for dinner? What's going on the weekend? Who do we need to call?
I love how your voice goes into a woman's tone at that point.
Oh, no, that
Let's do the man's. I have to vacuum. I have to clean out the car. I have to dust. I have to go paint this thing. I have to prime this thing.
What is priming, Rebecca?
Priming is getting the wall ready for a coat of paint. Because as a woman, you probably don't even know this.
Oh.
I use primer daily.
Do you? Where?
You prime your face for makeup. And then the makeup stays on. And that's how I have an understanding of paint primer.
Wow. That one took me for a
loop. Did we go deep on a Monday?
I had no idea you knew all that.
Please don't tell our viewers what my hair looks like.
I love Rebecca's hair right now. It is some of the most unique hair that I have ever seen you wear.
This is Bedhead with a neon orange scrunchie that I've stolen from our daughter's room while I've been complaining about her stealing my socks. I go in and steal her scrunchies every day.
And that's the thing about Rebecca. She always, even though we're married, always wants to look her best for me and realizes that that is the way to keep a relationship on fire. Is always
I do have a fire orange scrunchie in there.
Well, we have to go for 9 more seconds to reach 10 minutes. We're going to now hum. That's our meditation close.
This is our time to plea for money.
Oh, yes.
If you want this podcast to continue, do we sound like those desperate radio shows?
We are desperate.
You are welcome to make a contribution. If you want to subscribe and make us part of your day, have us join you in the backseat of your car every day for your drive. And you
Why
want
would they
to
be in the backseat driving?
Because we both can't fit in the front
seat. Oh, okay.
That would not be fair. No. Unjust.
Gotcha.
You can subscribe to our podcast, leave us a comment, leave us a voicemail, leave us something, because this is built for you and we want to hear from you. Happy holidays.